following on Chafei Amud Aleph. So the Mora, as a Kasha Mishlokish, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Talachim Moshe Mishinai, he said the Talachim Moshe Mishinai was said in a case where the money is Stumim, we're not concerned with the Dmei Chatas. According to Rish Lakish says that the Chatas of Benozer is unique, different than a regular Chatas, because it's included in the Pasuk of L'chol Nidrehem, L'chol Nidrehem, that the Moser of Nidrehem, Nidrehem goes for Yiplum and the Dabba, goes to the Kedos Ketzim Yisreach, because the Chatas of Benozer comes through a Neder and the Dabba, as opposed to a Chatas which comes through Kate. So the Gemara says, even in the case of the Mechatas, which is Mefurashin, we should say that, instead of saying that Hanol Yama Melach, so we should say that it is used for Ketim Mizbeach. So that's where we're holding the Gemara's Kasha. So Amar Rava, that's 7 lines down. Amar Rava, Mefurashin Lematzis Amrit. That to say that there's a din of taking the money which is of the Dmei Chatas Mefurashin, that's not possible. Mefurashin L'matzis Amrit, because Karposka, we've already had that removed from the din of being Makrovit. Because we have Tandere Rishmol Rak Kodeshecha Sheyulucha Underecha. So the Pasuk says the Kachim which you have, which you're Makdish them or your Noider, the Pasuk ends off a Tisu Vosa Lamakam Shayiv Harashem. You take those up to the base of Mikdash. So what's the Pasuk talking about? It's talking about Bevlode Kachim Ubitum Rosa Makasa Madabra. If you have Vlad of a Korban or Tumuras Korban, so what do you do with them? So Matakantan, you take them up at the base of Mikdash. And where it says, so now you have not the korban that you designated, but the animal. Shlomo could be in the keva, the chatas could be in the keva. So we'll get the chatas in a second. But so now we're talking about a vlad of a shlomim. I don't know what to do with it. The korban itself, I already know what you're supposed to do with them. This pasuk of Rakhul Jecha Yashiyilcha under the Recha, Karbanis, I know you do with Karbanis. So what's the pasuk coming to tell me? It's coming to tell me that the Vlad of the korban, you also take up the base of Mikdash. Now, you weren't Makdash as a korban, so maybe what do you do there? Yachol Yalim the base of Bechir, you take up the base of Mikdash, Beginim Mehem Maim Amazin, Bishosh Yemusu, and you put it into a room. And you don't feed it, and it dies, and that's how you deal with it. So the next pasuk says you were makrivit. So an Arla can only be a Zachar, so it's not relevant. The Vlad of an Arla, but it's relevant. The Tumura of an Arla. What do you do with the Korban Tumura? So you're Makar of the Korban Tumura as well. What do you do with the Vlad, which is relevant by Shlomim, or Tumura of Shlomim is also relevant, but even the Vlad is, you're Makar of them. Okay. Now what about Yochel Af Vlad Chatas, the Tumura's Asham? So Chatas is in the cave, is either a Seira or a Kispa. You can have a Vlad of a Chatas. An Oshim is a Zohar. You can't have a Vlad, but you can, it's relevant to Tumura. Siyachal af Vlad Chatas, the Tumuris Oshim came. Maybe by Vlad Chatas, Tumuris Oshim, the halach is also that you're makrivit. Tamar Lerman says at the beginning of the Pasuk that we quoted Rak Kodeshecho, so it's excluding that there's certain cases yes and certain cases no. So David Rishmal. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's drasha. The Talmud that you're not makriv a vlad chatas or tumuras asham. So okay.
It's just mesa.
Okay. So the Mor is saying this, so taking it back to over here that. The Mora is arguing a swara the same way by Vlad Chatas and Tamuris Chatas the halacha is that it's mesa, so the Moser Chatas and this cannot be used as an oila. The Moser Chatas is just along the lines of of the Chatas itself, which it's not a Chatas which is coming from Kippur, because the Chatas which is coming from the Kippur is the mother. So the Vlad is the extension of that, or the Tumur is an extension of that. It's not coming from Kippur, and the Lach is a Mesa. So over here also, it's not coming from Kippur, so the Lach would be that it's Mesa. So, and if it's money, it'll go to Yam HaMelech. Okay, Rabbi Kiva, I don't need a pasuk to be mamayit that you're not makriv the asham, the tamuris asham, because Harei Omer asham hu v'habiyasi yehei. So the one which is designated to be the asham, that's the one which is going to be the one which is brought for the purpose of the kapara for the asham, and so the only makar of the asham, it itself will be the one that you're makar of, and not anything else. Okay. Let's see the rush until now. The rush we're holding on the top of the page. We'll make chatas, merubin behen. So this so the make chatas is merubin behen. How can you take the money and use it lunadaba? Some of the money is represents the chatas, which is mesa, so the money should be merlof yam melach. Wouldn't have much in the mifrach. Allah the made shlamim merubin behen. Vechibu mitmei shlamim oilus. So the cash is also from the mitmei shlamim. The Rosh says. Right. Yeah. So Shabirachan said Allah Moshe Sinai, and Ishlach said it's a pasuk of the Chol and Jev and the Chol and Jev. Some more said Bishon Karn to Shabirachan on by the case of Mefurashim until Hakim Mestumin and Mefurashim Loi. Shikach Kiblo Allah Moshe Sinai. So whatever the Allah Moshe Sinai was, it was. So it said that you deal with the money which is Stumin different than the money which is Mefurashim. Fine. But according to Rish Lakish, that it's this pasuk over here of the Chol Nidrim, the Chol Nidrim tells. I'm sorry. It tells me that Moser Neder Yehelin Adava. So it's even case of Mefurashim also. So my answer: Mefurashim Lamatzis Amrit Karpaska Tanu Rish Shmuel. Already learned out that the Vad Katas Betmuris Katas Lamisa Ozlo. Who then Mesu Balea? When he's crapped about that, if I put this back here. Okay. Now, the Gideon suggests that you should add into the Rosh the following words. That the Kulum Maces, there is a local Mashiach, we're going to see in the next step of the Gemara, that the five Chatosa Maces Vlad Chatos, Tumuris Chatos, Chatos Mesa Balel, Chatos Shadis Kapra Balel Ba'achir, and one more. I don't remember. It's a Lacha Moshe Sinai. So your kasha was even if Kadosh Lakish, you're saying it's a pasuk that you're marba that most tumen is yipul from the dava, but once it's tomorrow from Farashim, I have a Farish Lacha Moshe Sinai that you don't. So the Gemara says the Gemara could have answered that. But the Gemara says. I have a pasuk, and the next Gemara is going to ask, how does the pasuk and the halacha Moshe Sinai, why do you need both of that? That's the next piece of Gemara. So we could have came into this sugya by answering we have a halacha Moshe Sinai. And now the Rosh ends off a kibin de chatas mesa, if the animal would have to die, gam the mos, kibin de pirish, the de mechatas, yechol yamamelech. So the money has to go to yamamelech also. And the pasuk which you're marba, the chol nidreim, the chol nidreim, that's only before, when it's still stuman. Rakhash ha'yu l'cho, b'tamura perish, b'tamura kachim, it says, Rakhash ha'yu l'cho tamuris, and he's coming to marba the tamuris. Nearly, where do you see that in the pasuk that the word kadashach is referring to tumura? So we have the phrase kadash referring to tumura. So here kadashach is referring to tumura. Shiyelucha elo avlodis. So where do you see that in the pasuk? Near the forest, mishum the kadoshim aviyosin. That. As they come into being, their havaya is bekedusha because they're born kaddish. So bevladi kachim tumrasam akasam adaber dielu oilus hashlam and gufayo karani sparish kaldinam. This pasuk can't be coming to tell me the lachas what to do with a oil and hashlamim. I know what to do with oil and hashlam. So must be talking about the tumuras oil and the vlad shlamim. We should just let them die. That's how we deal with the Vlad Chatas and Tamuris Chatas. The Tamuris, I say, maybe the same thing over here. So that's Oilo. So the pasuk says, talks about both oil and shlomim, and it says you're makir of them. There's tumur shlomim as well. Now yachal af lad chatus tumur chatus came. So hiskib Ashim Vlad, the Ashim Bazakir. So it mentions Vlad Bechatas and Tumuris Ba'ashim. It's relevant to mention Tumuris Chatas as well, but it mentioned one by the other, but it's who had been Tumuris relevant to Chatas. So I would think that the Vlad Chatas or the Tumuris Chatas or the Tumuris Ashim, you are Makriv. So it says Tamalam Rak, the Mutei Vlad Chatas, the Tumuris Ashim. So the word rak is excluding and Vlad Chatas or Tumur's Chatas and Tumur's Asham, that you're not makriv it. I don't need a pasuk because the pasuk says Asham Hu, which is that phrase is Asham Hu is extra to tell me that it has to be the Asham. Okay. So the more was like this. Tani, so holding it to the end, the fifth line from the bottom, the last word. Tani, the Brisa said, Yachol Yalim Levesa Bechira, Yinmei Hamayim Umazim Bishoshi Musa. I could have thought that the Locha had to deal with the Vlad of the Shlomim, and Tumura of a Shlomim or Tumura of an Ayla is to have them die. That we have the post to tell me that that's not so. So the Mor says, "Amai Havlad Chathas Hu Degemirin Ba Misa." The Lacha Moshe Sinai that you kill the Vlad Chathas. If Vlad is Sebei Chathas, so why would I? The Lacha Moshe Sinai. We don't extrapolate from the Lacha Moshe Sinai. And if the halacha machinery was that by chatos there are five chatos or meses, and one of them is vlad chatos, and one of them is tumuras chatos, right? So that they're meses, I understand that it's vlad chatos and not vlad shlomim, and it's tumuras chatos and not tumuras arla. So why do you pass it to me marba? They tell me that you don't do misa. The halacha of misa was said by chatos. Okay. Tamura says that I need the pasuk. Ilav kro habemina vlad chatas become welcome. In other words, the pasuk over here says tiso avosa. So I would think maybe the loch is that you have to bring the vlad shlomim or the tamura's arlo to the base mitzvah that it should die there. And the loch, once you've seen it, tells you that the vlad chatas, you don't have to do that. In the base mitzvah, you can do it back home. So vlad chatas is become welcome. Uvlade. Kachim bebeis bechira. In that sense, the hilchasa is excluding only chatos. That here there's a loch of a tiso vasa, but over there you let it die. Kamash on the law, the pasuk says no tiso vasa v'shiza l'secha bala seradom. Then the Mora says, the Brisa says, Tani, Yochel Af Vlad Chatas Tumuras Asham Kein. I would think that by Vlad Chatas, you're makrivit. The Mora says, the Tamil Arma, the Brisa says, according to Rishmo, Rak. Shemur Shalom Ali Kroa, Hilchos Gemiri Lo. Vlad Chatas the Misa Ozel. I don't understand what you need the pasuk for. That's exactly what the halacha that was halacha Moshe Sinai was said to address this issue. So how can you have a havamina to say that you should learn from Vlad Shlomim to Vlad Chatas, and I don't need a pasuk to exclude it. So Mer says Hachinami, you're right. There's no havamina that a Vlad Chatas would be nikrav. Because that's the Lacha Moshe Sinai. But the Tamura of an Asham, I don't know what to do. And that, I would think you're makir. But Tamil, I remember the word rak. Mor says no. Asham nami hilchus agamir lo. The kol shila b'chatas mesa, b'asham is roya. The Lacha by Asham, it's not mesa, but you let it be roya until it gets a mum. You let it go out and it graze until it gets a moon, and then you are a part of it. And the money goes to Ketam Yisbeach, and the animal is Nechal. So that's part of the Loch of Moshe Sinai, that whatever by Chatas, the Loch is Mesa, by Oshem, the Loch is Royah. So I don't need the pasuk to exclude it. There's no havamino that you're marked of it. The loch is that it's roya, not that you're marked of it. Some more says elo. Okay, a different answer. Based on loch of Moshe Mitzrayim, havamino hilchos that you're supposed to do. But iakrive olachayv olay melaklum. But if a person decides to mark it instead, there is no avera involved in that. Kamashu kro di makrav loy koyim alei basay. See here, there's a command, not written in the language of an asay, that you are only makrav a tamuris oila or tamuris shlomim or a vlad shlomim, not a vlad chatas and not a tamuris chatas or a tamuris shlomim, a tamuris osham. So the Torah is commanding that you do this and not that. So that written in the language of an asay, so a person to be accurate will be over an asay. Okay. Now, Rabbi Akiva Omer, and it's our Chare Omer Oshem. Now, Oshem was not an assay. So, you have this, and Rabbi Akiva, you're going to have the same question. We have a loch of Moshe Mitzrayim, that by Oshem the loch is Roya. And all you're giving me is a positive says you're not, that you only mark up the original Oshem and not this. I know that already. You can't tell me that it's an assay because it's not written in the language of an assay, it's written in the language of a fact. Oshem Ubabi Yasa Yehe, the one which is an Oshem, should be the Oshem. Lamali Krog, Gemara Gemirlon. Gemirlon, we have a loch of Moshe Mitzrayim. Kol Shebechata is Mesa, but Oshem Raya. And the loch is that wherever the loch of Bechata is, that the loch gets Mesa, by Oshem, we let it pasture until it gets a moom, and you're part of it. You use the money for Oilus Ketzim Mizbeach, and the animal is eaten. But not, you're not makrav it. So you have a loch of Moshe Mitzrayim, what do you need the pasuk for? Tamura says Hachinami. You're right. So what do you do with the pasuk? But he also krah. According to Rekiva's pshat, you have to say that the purpose of the pasuk was lidirav huna, lidirav damer rav huna merav. Oshem shenitzak l'ri'iyah, that the Oshem already you've sent it out to pasture. So once you've designated it, that should be for ri'iyah. Meshachtu l'shem oilo is kosher, and then you took it and used it as an oilo, it's kosher. So time of the nitik. This is all the. So what's the argument? The argument is that the loch is by Oshem, which is niskapa b'leba acher. Let's say so you don't need this Oshem anymore. You find the Oshem. You designated an Oshem, then you lost it. You brought a different one instead, and then you found the original one. And it doesn't have a mum. It's still a carbon. So the loch is that the loch of Moshe Mitzrayim, that it's roya. You let it.
You replaced it, but it's still
kaddish. It's still a carbon.
Right.
There's no din of pidyon by a carbon which is a tamim. It's not like you took the kedusha from animal A and put it on animal B, because animal A is still tamim. You can't be part of it. So it's still a carbon. So the loch is that the loch of Moshe Mitzrayim is that you let it pasture until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, you can be pited. So then you take the kedusha off of the Oshem, put on the money. The Oshem now is no longer kaddish, and you're allowed to eat it. You can't do work with it, but you're allowed to eat it. Now the money, part of the Moshe Mitzrayim is, what do you do with the money? See, the money is used to buy oilis, which you marker for Ketz HaMizbeach, for when there's nothing else to win the Mizbeach, you marker these oilis. So that's what you do with the money. That's part of the Lacha Moshe Messina. So it comes out that an oilis is only a Zohar, and the Oshem is only a Zohar. And so it comes out that once the Oshem is no longer an Oshem, it becomes an oilis. So now, if a person was makabit as an oil, it works. But this is only true that it's a good, a valid hakrava as an oil. If you have designated that it's supposed to go out l'ri'iyah, but until you do that, it's an usher, and that's what the pasuk is telling me. Time of the nitiku, haloi nitik loy, damer kroy who, b'habayosu yehei, it remains an usher forever. So until you do an act of declaring that it's supposed to go out l'ri'iyah, it remains an usher, and therefore the hakrava l'shem arla would not be valid. Okay, and that Rashi brings the chumash. Rashi brings the strush and chumash. It remains an Oshem. Now you know the backstory to that Rashi. Okay, let's see the Rosh. Vamai. Why in the pasuk of Rak, which means otherwise, I would think that the loch is that not the pasuk of Rak. Why in the pasuk of that your makrovitz, by a vlad shlomim or by a tamuris oila? Because the Bryce says, I would think you have a die. The Loch Moshe Sinai is the ha, he puts in the gears of the hey chatos mesis, the Loch Moshe Sinai. The Loch Moshe Sinai is that five chatos are mesis. And there's one more. Okay. Yeah. So the fact that the halacha was said by chatas means it's not by oil or shlomim. There's no din of misa by a vlad shlomim. So what are you puzzling for? Some more answers. Havamina vlad chatas b'chol malkim. Yaviksev tisa basa. Yaviksev osisa lasecha. The pasuk is extra. If for Eilu Shlomim, I don't need it for. So Lada tells me it's referring to the Vlad Shlomim and the Eilu Shlomim, the Vlad Shlomim and the Tamuris Eilu. So if I would just stop there, Hamina the locha hibakatas lomus b'chomakim, you can kill it everywhere. Umitisa vasa from the pasuk of mitisa vasa, habadashin the shar vladi kachim yamusu b'beis bechira. They have a locha that they die also, but there's a locha you have to bring it to the beis hamikdash. So that's the pasuk tells me that you mitisa l'sechav vasa b'adam that you're makrovit. Okay. Then we said Vlad Chatas that you're makrib. Tamalam Iraq. So I'm only crawl the Chatas of Oshem the Mute Dan and Craven. You tell me that you're not makrib with Chatas and Oshem because the word rock. Ha'ilchus of Gemiri Lo to the Misasli. That's the Loch Moshe Sinai. So where it says it's for Oshem, where it says Oshem also be lachem Moshe Sinai. Here's a gemara law. Kol shebechatas mesa b'Oshem roya. Tirah shetis toyev. We let it pass until it gets a moon. You take the money and use the money for Eilus Ketzem Mizbeach. You're not makir. There's no din of being makir of it itself, and there's no din of Mesa. So the Mor says, tell me there's an assay. The Mor says, Rekiba, what are you going to say? It's relevant to tell me that it says Oshem who, to tell me if it's Oshem Shnit to the Riyah, Shemashul the Riyah, they gave it over to the shepherd. That's an act of being Nitik L'Riyah. And then Vachashat to the Shemayla is Kosher. Okay. I think some say that it's you don't even necessarily give it over to the Roya. Once the Gizbor declares that it's supposed to be go to Re'iyah, that's enough to say it was Nitik L'Re'iyah. Okay. Fine. There's one test that I want to see. One second. So test of Nitik in Lord Nitik Loy, Adam Rakhoa, who Babias Yehe? Babias Oshem, the gift of Babias Oshem is possible. So, right, being in the state of being an Oshem, it's not kosher. Perish me, who, Mash, the word from the who. Midaloi, Koi, Lahaki, Mahaki, also who. That's when the boy needs to. Okay. Makasha Lai Girs, the Lama Li Kroa, the who. When you pass who, the whole hilchos who, the whole shemachat is mesa. That is comparable. For example, ba'ashem is roya, alman the boy nitzuk. So that means it's supposed to go to re'iyah. So what's the pasuk teaching me? So the parakam of the Shavuos, the Mor says, he puts in kamer gzeira la'achar kapara. Also, the thing kapara, the pesachim be'el devorim, perikel devorim, ka'amar yahachi kilo nitzik nami. The Mor says, even without nitzik, you should be able to makir it as an oilim. Mishalik zayir la'achar kapara, also the thing kapara. We're not going to allow you to be makir it as an oilim in a situation where he's kapara b'leil ba'achir. Because we're afraid that a person will eventually end up using an Oshem as an Oila without having the Kapora with a different korban. So the way we prevent that is by sending it out to pasture, which obviously that would guarantee that it's going to happen after Kapora. Let me cry. The who? And by Hosam Nami Kasha, the Hod Hil Alachi, the boy Nitzuk. So, what happened to the Lachim Moshe Sinai? That it's Roy Ashanti Stoye. So, what's the Gemara going on over there? Therefore, Pishabin Otam. Hilchosa, the correct Hilchosa is the following. Nishnis, Kol Shebechat is Meso, the Oshim is Arla Belo Shum Nitzuk. Automatically, whatever Bechat is Halach is that it's Meso, by an Oshim it becomes an Oyla, automatically. So, if you have a case of a chatas which is niskaper b'lev acher, so Oshim, which is niskaper b'lev acher, the Oshim got lost. They brought a different one instead. As soon as that immediately that happens, the first Oshim becomes an oiler. That's lachem Ashvi Sinai. The Gemara says in multiple places the law is by Ashim and Tzaraya, you put out the pasture, Mishum the Gazar Bada, the boy Re'iya, Mishum Gzer La'acha Kippur, also the Lech Kippur. If you're going to remark it as an oila, that eventually will lead to a case where you're going to remark it as an oila, even without having the second animal brought yet. And then it's still an Ashim. They said that you can't be Makivit itself as an oil. Instead, you put out the pasture, get some room, and you bring the money instead. Okay. So then, if that's true, Ashim Shittuk L'Ri'iyah V'Shah Chotel L'Shem Oilah is kosher. We're saying, even though Chazal were Goyz V'Mirabonon, that you need Ri'iyah, but if you didn't, if you were remarkable as an oil, it's kosher. V'Hom Rabbeinu Tam D'Lo Garsina Nitik In Lo Nitik Loy. So the Moors can't make this Diyak of Nitik In from the Pasuk of who, because not the Raisa, the Vada L'Mikroa who the boy Nitik, El Rabbanon goes through the boy Nitik the Riyah. Can we perkam the Shavu to come Gzer Lachar Kabara to the Tei Kabara? So I'm not sure according to the Tom. The more is medayik nitik in loy nitik loy, so the real time takes it out. I guess the question really is, in a case where a person, it was discovered by Acher, so he had Reuven was chayv and Oshim, he designates the animals and Oshim, he loses the animal, he takes the second animal and he's makarvit, and now you find the first one. So Loch is the rice that you makarvit is an oil. Do you need to declare that it's an oil? Or is it automatic? Did we say automatically as soon as the kapora came with the second animal, the first animal becomes an oil? Or is there a need to designate it as an oil? And then it becomes an oil. You don't need re'iyah deraisa because there's no dinner. Re'iyah just means it's a vehicle to get it to the point where it gets a mum. Let it go pasture until it gets a mum, just from hanging out like that, and then you can be part of it. But so there's no din of nitik with re'iyah, but there might need be a din of nitik that you have to menatik shmo. You have to take away its name. You have to declare it as an oil. And then it's kosher when you shat to the same oil. But if you don't do that,
you do it verbally.
You do it verbally.
Say this one. This is what I want to do with it.
Question one. This is what you're going to do with it, right? Correct. So that could be, according to Tom, what the phone number of Rav's din is.
And what is the status of it? Each one of the
Rav? It's still an Oshim.
It's still an Oshim.
And if you mark it with Tom, it would block, if that's true that you need to declare it, would be Oshim, which is Nikrib without a Bailim. So it's possible. It doesn't hit, there's no need for it. So the Shechita would be, the Korban would be possible. It would be mark of it like that.
So, I mean, since it's possible,
saying a person was shechted, it would not be a korban. But once he declares that it's an arla, then when you shechted, it becomes an arla. So the question: if you shechted stam without having done any declaration, you could shecht the l'shem arla also. That would function as your declaration.
Yes.
Saying, but if a person was shechted stam, it remains an oshem until you declare it otherwise.
Yes.
So the Tosfos deals with the end of the Tosfos. The Tosfos actually brings the machlokes over there in Pesachim on whether you need to do that or not. So the gears up because I just read it. Shach chato l'shem oyla because you shecht it l'shem oyla. So you need a kira. So she should tell l'shem oyla beferish. Because Rabbi Yossi Yehei, it remains an oshem until you would shecht it specifically l'shem oyla. You shecht it stam, it would be no good. And one says, no, it's automatic. He's going to shut the stam kosher loyla. So what's the pasuk? The drasha is all the way around. The drasha actually tells me that you don't need to be, according to them, you don't need to do anything. It's automatically an oyla. So you're judging from the word who. What it is supposed to be is what it is. So who tells me, since over here it's going to be an end, being an oil, automatically it's an oil even without an akira. That's the two drashas the Tosfos brings it. The two pshatim the more is going to bring at the end. But either way, the din of nitik l'ri'iya, that's the din of rabbanu. Okay.